Well, thank you for that introduction. And today our guest is Ms. Allison Mihalich. She's a Senior Program Director for the Office of Sustainability from the University of Notre Dame. Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Allison, I think a lot of our listeners are familiar with the University of Notre Dame, but tell us a bit about your role with the Office of Sustainability.
Certainly. So my role here in the office is primarily to advance the sustainability strategy document, which includes a sustainability standing committee and 7 small working groups. So my job is to facilitate 4 of those 7 sustainability working groups. Mm-hmm. My boss, Carol Mullaney, is responsible for the other 3. I'm also responsible for tackling metrics to hopefully move the needle forward. And my goal is that our office serves as the hub for sustainability efforts across campus.
Wonderful. So I know the university has some impressive emission reduction goals. So how did these come about and what are your plans for reaching those?
So our utilities department has had a long-range utilities planning process in place since 2003. Our office has only been around for the past 10 years. So the utilities department has really been foundational in setting that first emissions reduction goal, mm-hmm. with a goal by 2030 to reduce our Scope 1 and 2 emissions by 50%, and then 83% by 2050. And they do it through that long-range plan, diversifying our energy portfolio, is really one of the key ways we reduce emissions, as well as our set point policy here on campus, which sets temperatures in buildings. That is one of our largest contributors, one of the largest energy conservation measures we have on campus.
I see. So we recently heard about Notre Dame's food to waste to electricity program. So that sounds really interesting. Can you tell our listeners about that project?
This is a project I'm really excited about. This was what was given to me on day one, and I'm really, really looking forward to coming online. We're working on a project that installs commercial-grade grinders in our food prep areas at 3 different locations, 2 of our dining halls, and then our big catering center. The grinder itself can capture 100% of non-consumable food waste. It then creates a really nice food waste slurry that is stored in an enclosed heated tank and agitated. We're working with an area septic hauler to service the tank and deliver that slurry to a local anaerobic digester where it's going to be converted into methane and then captured and sold back to the grid.
Wonderful. That sounds exciting. So I know the university also has a food rescue and recovery effort in place. So tell us a little bit about that.
So the university is doing a lot in terms of tackling food waste. We have a partnership with Cultivate Culinary, a great organization in the area, to recover consumable food waste such as leftovers from large catering events or athletic practices. And we deliver that food to Cultivate Culinary that processes and repackages the food in easy-to-heat-up meals. To me, it reminds me a lot of Meals on Wheels. Mm-hmm. We also have a student group on campus tackling food rescue through a partnership with Food Rescue USA. And that student group delivers food to area homeless shelters and addiction recovery centers.
Wow, that's very interesting. You're listening to Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guest is Ms. Allison Mihalich. She's a Senior Program Director for the Office of Sustainability at the University of Notre Dame. So, Allison, I know you wanted to talk a bit about the Student Community Garden as well.
Absolutely. This is really one of the coolest perks of my job. The university reinstated its community garden, which is adjacent to campus, in 2010 for community members connected to Notre Dame to grow their own food. Mm. We also have a student garden that was reinstated in the 2017-2018 academic year, and it's a tremendous way for folks to get involved, grow their own fresh organic produce, and all of the compost used at the garden is sourced from our landscape clippings.
Wonderful. And I know your office is also involved in Notre Dame's comprehensive sustainability strategy, which embraces the university's Catholic tradition of Pope Francis' call for creation care. So what does that strategy involve?
Sure. So our comprehensive sustainability strategy was published in 2016, shortly after the Pope's encyclical Laudato Si, and it really is grounded in our Catholic mission and ties to Catholic social teachings. There are 6 main areas called out in the strategy. I've spoken to a couple of them, energy and emissions, that long-range goal. There's water-related goals as well as waste, building and construction goals, procurement, licensing, and food sourcing, and then education, research, and community outreach. After the strategy was released, we realized we really needed to add a seventh key strategy to advance communications to better shine a light on all of the sustainability-related efforts on campus.
As we come to the end of our show, Allison, can you maybe talk about some of the things that you think what Notre Dame will look like in maybe 5 years?
Absolutely. I think there's a lot that's going to happen in terms of waste and recycling. We've implemented a new recycling program, and I think that, as well as our building portfolio and some of our energy-related projects, are things that folks will be really pleased to hear that we have some big wins. And I would suggest folks visit our website and check our Facebook and Twitter to keep up to date.
Well, Allison, great work. We're looking forward to having you on future shows and continue the great work with the University of Notre Dame. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to our guest, Ms. Allison Mihalich, Senior Program Director for the Office of Sustainability at the University of Notre Dame. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.